Well, good morning. Good morning. 7:53 a.m. here on Monday, June the 22nd, 2026. On a, it's a partly cloudy morning. Here in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Let's see if I can put this away without hurting anything. Get a sip of water, trying to wash down some of the frog. How deep did I go into the swamp? Just knee deep. Anyway, very pleasant, very calm Father's Day, 3-day. Grilled a steak, ate too much fatty meat. It was delicious. Back on the horse this morning. I don't really have anything to talk about this morning. There's nothing that has my jimmies in a rustle. I'm also just kind of, going through the motions, checking off the boxes. I've reached an interesting point in No Man's Sky. I'm going to try to change galaxies. I'm trying to get out of the newbie galaxy, the Euclid galaxy, which is apparently where everybody starts. And apparently I have been in another one, which is probably the tutorial. But as I'm grinding my way slowly to Galactic Center, or not so slowly, I've gone 70,000 light years. No, I've gone 10,000 light years. Closer. And I have 700 more to go. But I'm still, it's been like almost 300 hours, I think. And I'm still playing like a newbie. I am a horrible pack rat. I am carrying so much crap. It's kind of silly. You should probably just sell everything. And yet, I still do hunts for new ships and new ship parts. My very first homebrew S-class fighter is still top of the marks in terms of what I'm able to do with it in terms of surviving pirate attacks, etc. But the Corvette is it's that much better. It's ridiculous. So the rest of it is just grinding through the game, I guess. It's just finding money, spending it, doing fine. I started building out my first base. I went back and got all of the missing construction stuff, or at least in the stuff that I really wanted. I've put a proper roof on, and I'm in the process of putting up some walls. And basically, I'm just sort of flying around, having fun, looking at stuff. I could probably be more systematic about it. That's obnoxious. I could probably be more systematic about it. I don't. The tips on how to make money early don't really apply. The fastest way to make money early is to find a dissonant planet and farm the Sentinel ships and salvage them for cash and salvage them for product which you sell for cash. $25 million out of whack. Doesn't take long to get $100 million, I'll tell you that. Units are easy. Nanites are a little tougher. I watched a video on this guy built himself what he called a nanite farm. And basically he boxed in two curious deposits. that are balls of mold. when you start to mine them, they start to roll. And they roll downhill. And so if you shoot them, they roll away from you. It's called runaway mold because it runs away. But this guy put a box, just a box of walls around a batch. And he set up a little base, which he had to do in order to put up the walls. And he set up a little base and threw in a teleport ring, and then went and found another one halfway around the planet and did the same thing. And so he's not exactly farming nanites, but it's the next best thing. He's farming this mold, because if you put the mold in a refinery, every 5 mold turns into a nanite cluster, and nanite clusters are money, a form of money. There are a lot of different forms of money. I have at least a little of each at this point. I don't know where I got the fancy stuff, but I must have done something. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk Post. So the nanites are handy because if you get a nice ship and you really like the way it looks and you like the way it handles, but it's not an S-class. It's not the top of the line. You can actually promote the ship by spending nanites on it. It's a lot of nanites. In the beginning particularly, it's a lot of nanites. But using the nanite farm, had I known about it earlier, I would definitely have given that bad boy a shot much earlier. There were things that I wanted to do that I couldn't because I couldn't afford them. I didn't have the nanites. This is usually the point where I think, I wonder if I started again. Because right at the moment, things are a mess. I'm just gonna lay it out there. My playthrough is a wreck. And yet, there's no real advantage to starting a new save that I can think of. Because anything I can think of to do in a new save other than start quicker, I can do now. And do better, because I have all of the resources that I need to make that happen. So why start? Why start again? Why not just spend a few days, maybe, and finish setting up my bases, cleaning up the messes that I've left? The not alone is fun when coupled with my Corvette, because I can find drowned ships. They're still damaged, but I find them quicker. Killed so many pirates. My original location is like 777,000 light years away from galactic center, and I moved up to 702 yesterday. I want to go up to maybe. Well, I can go 1,000 light years per jump. So I could get to 700,000 in 2 jumps, which takes like almost no time. 5 jumps. What would 695 be? 5 and 2, 7, that'd be 7 jumps. I found a dissonant planet that I set up a base in because I want to keep the ability to travel. Quickly from one end of the galaxy to the other. Although the utility of that escapes me slightly. I have 3 settlements. I could have a 4th. Rumor is you can only have 4 per save. And they are a total and complete sink. A waste of time and resources if what you're interested in is optimizing time and resources for the purposes of production of fungible goods. And I realized if all I was interested in was making units or making nanites, the answer is farm sentinel ships. It's practically unlimited. It's almost free. Setting up a sentinel farm in a pirate system, in a black market system, means, particularly with the cruiser, the Corvette, and with the hovering ship, a sentinel fighter, I don't have to land to do a lot of the farming. I do have to land to pick up shards. All right, where's this lady going? Two women on electric bikes. Is she coming this way? No, oh, she's just sitting there on the phone. Okay. Two women on electric bikes met at the corner. One is a real slick looking unit. Oh, there she goes. The other is like it looked almost like a motorcycle, a skeleton of pipes that had a platform with looked like a battery on it. I suspect it had hub motor. it was a pretty slick rig. I got, you know, it's like smooth, polished, pretty. No. Utility? Yes. I'm good with it. So, that's kind of nice. I keep eyeing these things thinking, I need to get an electric tricycle. I really don't trust myself on two wheels anymore. It's pretty breezy this morning. This flag is flapping in the wind. There's kids sitting on the sidewalk up here. Is he waiting for school bus? Summer session, maybe? That's possible. I'm glad I stopped, because that guy didn't. Anyway. Sing it, Robin, sing it. But as you can probably guess, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.